In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Nick from Foxborough.
Hi, Nick.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Nick?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Foxborough, famously the home of Boston Stadium.
That's right. The World Cup's coming.
All right, Nick, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win the money. If you tie her, unfortunately, that is a loss for you, okay?
All right.
Let's see. Question number one. Here we go. Mila Kunis is in charge of her neighborhood's homeowners association, and she's frustrated that all she ever gets are complaints. She says, quote, "No one ever goes, you know what? Thank you so much." Who is Mila married to?
Ashton Kutcher.
Question number two. Joey DeSena, former Jeopardy champion, was arrested on 2 felony counts of peeping. He allegedly installed a camera in someone's bathroom without their knowledge.
I will take absolute creep for 200, Alex.
Who is the current host of Jeopardy?
Ooh. I don't know. I'll pass on that one, huh? Question, I don't get that one.
All right, question number three. Oppenheimer is the highest grossing movie of all time to never hit number one. It made $330 million at the box office in 2023, but it peaked at number two. Which movie did it famously go up against that kept it from the top spot?
Oh, that was Barbie.
The burger chain In-N-Out reportedly yanked the number 6-7 from its order lineup because of the whole 6-7 trend. Teenagers had been hanging out in the dining area waiting for order 6-7 to be called so they could freak out. Which state did In-N-Out originate in that still has over 70% of their locations?
That'd be California, right?
And question number five, Coldplay is the most popular touring artist of the millennium with 24.8 million tickets sold. They're followed by U2 at number two. And this solo act at number three, is that solo act Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, or Ed Sheeran?
I'm going to go with the Swifties. We'll go with Taylor Swift.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Nick, how do you feel about the World Cup coming to your town and making it impossible for you to get anywhere next summer?
I'm excited and nervous. I know. I feel like I'm just going to be hunkered down the whole month.
Some really good teams are coming to town, though, Dan. I mean, France is coming, right?
England's coming.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Kennedy,
it's going to be a spectacle.
Nick got 3 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, well done, sir.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Mila Kunis is in charge of her neighborhood's homeowners association.
That's so funny.
And she's frustrated that all she ever gets are complaints.
Oh, you couldn't pay me enough money.
Who is Mila married to, Kennedy?
Ashton Kutcher.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Joey DeSena, a former Jeopardy champion, was arrested on 2 felony counts of peeping. He allegedly installed a camera in someone's bathroom without their knowledge. Who's the current host of Jeopardy?
Ken Jennings.
2-1. Oppenheimer is the highest grossing movie of all time to never hit number one. It made $330 million at the box office in 2023, but it peaked at number two. Which movie did it famously go up against to keep it from the top spot?
Barbie.
3-2. Question number 4. The burger chain In-N-Out has reportedly yanked the number 6-7 meal from its order lineup.
Order 67.
6-7, Dad.
It's still a real number.
Have you seen those videos? They're insane.
Teenagers hanging out, waiting to yell 6-7. Which state did In-N-Out originate in? It still has over 70% of their locations.
California?
I think it's 6-7%, Dan. That's what it is.
Thanks.
4-3. Question number 5. Coldplay is the most popular touring artist of all time. With 24.8 million tickets sold, they're followed at number 2 by U2. And this solo act is at number 3. Is that solo act in third Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, or Ed Sheeran?
It's got to be Taylor Swift. No. Who is it?
Ed Sheeran.
Get out of here.
You have to remember, Taylor's phenomenon is more recent.
Oh.
You know, like, just, she hasn't, like, Coldplay's been doing it for a decade. Ed Sheeran's been doing it for a decade. Taylor did not hit that number
I think Ed's just been on the road more than Taylor.
Yeah, she did.
Yep.
That's probably why.
Right. Let's see. Kennedy with 4, Nick with 3. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
So here's what we have. You don't have the money, but you did win yourself a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Tis the season for great savings. Stop and Shop is committed to helping shoppers save. Stop in to check out the lower prices this holiday season. It is awesome.
Who doesn't like a deal?
You are correct, sir. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Nick from Foxborough, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Taylor from Wayland.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, good morning. I'm also here with my son, Douglas.
Hey, buddy.
Dougie, what's up?
Hi. This is our third time playing. The first time we tied, but the second time we lost. We want to take home the win today.
All right. Well, there's $1,000 on the line, Dougie. You and your mom got to kick Kennedy out, okay?
We're rooting for you.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck. Oh, it's so cute.
This kid's ready to go.
He's ready to take our job, Dan.
I like it.
He's ready. He's more ready than I am. My goodness.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. And in fact, you do win $1,000 this morning. She's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Time has named K-pop Demon Hunters its 2025 breakthrough of the year, highlighting the animated musical's record-breaking success. In the movie, what marks demons have on their skin that distinguishes them? The lead character, Rumi, also has them. What are they called?
That's all you know, Beth. I don't know.
I don't know. Like stripes? It's like a purple stripe, but I don't know.
What's the name?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Okay, no, not on that one.
Question number 2. Cat's Eye has officially been named TikTok's Global Artist of the Year, topping the platform's annual year-end music recap. What is the symbol on TikTok's logo?
Ooh. It's like a music sound. It's like a music sound.
We're going to give it to
a
you.
Note.
Question number 3.
No.
Today is National Lager Day. Name the song this lager lyric comes from. Take a listen.
He drinks a whiskey drink, he drinks a vodka drink, he drinks a lager drink, he drinks a cider drink. He sings the songs that remind him of the good times, he sings the songs that remind him of the best times.
Name the song.
Oh my gosh, I know, I could keep singing the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Need an answer.
Is it...
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Question number four. 36 years ago today, the Dalai Lama was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. The Dalai Lama is the de facto leader of which religion?
Oh my gosh. This is so embarrassing if I get this wrong. Is it Hinduism?
Question number five. Sigourney Weaver is in talks to join Amazon's upcoming Tomb Raider series. Tomb Raider started as a video game before Angelina Jolie played the main character in multiple movies. What is the name of the main character of that franchise?
Oh, wait. Can you repeat it one more time? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, the main character from Tomb Raider. What's her name?
Oh, Lara Croft.
Hey, there we go.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, this was rough.
Douglas, what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth.
How's fourth grade going?
It's going good.
Harder than third?
Yeah, maybe.
Relatable content. Kennedy, Taylor, and Douglas got 1, 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, good job, guys.
These are really difficult, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Time has named K-pop Demon Hunters its 2025 Breakthrough of the Year, highlighting the animated musical's record-breaking success. In the movie, what marks demons have on their skin that distinguishes them? The lead character, Rumi, also has them. What are they called?
Patterns.
Yes, patterns. 1-0. Cat's Eye, speaking of K-pop, has been officially named TikTok's Global Artist of the Year, topping the platform's annual Year in Music recap. What is the symbol on TikTok's logo?
Is it a music note? That's not right. It is?
It is a music note. 2-1. Today is National Lager Day. Name the song this lager lyric comes from. Take a listen.
He drinks a whiskey drink, he drinks a vodka drink, he drinks a lager drink, he drinks a cider drink. He sings the songs that remind him of the good times. He sings the songs that remind him of the best times.
That is Chumbawamba Tub Thumping.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Oh, that song.
Yeah, I knew the Chumbawamba part.
3-1. Question number four. 36 years ago today, the Dalai Lama was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. The Dalai Lama is the de facto leader of which religion?
Buddhism.
4-1. Question number five. Sigourney Weaver is in talks to join Amazon's upcoming Tomb Raider series. What is the name of the main character in Tomb Raider?
Lara Croft.
That is it.
I love those Angelina Jolie movies.
I did too.
I've watched them like a billion
times. Good job, Kennedy.
You too.
I had the video game on PlayStation.
Did you?
Graphics have improved dramatically. Ah!
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the money. However, you're not walking away empty-handed. Taylor, you just won yourself third row tickets to our Mix 104.1 Deck the Hall Ball this Saturday at Aganis Arena. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh,
we'd love for you to bring a toy when you come, but you and a guest are going to be sitting front third row. That's which is awesome.
It looks like we're going to be bringing toys in the third row. Thank you so much.
Yeah, let's go.
You said
let's
toy with an S. I like that. Multiple.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Taylor and Dougie, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Douglas.
And I'm Taylor.
From Wayland, and we could not be Kennedy today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Gil from Malden.
Hi, Gil.
Hi, Kennedy. How you doing?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
Yeah, the same thing here.
Perfect.
Speaking of mice, Dan, Gil works with mice in a lab.
Get out of here.
Do you want at least one more?
we have more than one, so you're free to take a couple.
No, I don't want to take them. I want to give you one. I don't need more.
No. We're trying to start a band. Wild ones.
Five pop culture trivia questions. A chance to win yourself $100. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Gil?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She is now headed into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear any of the questions or your answers. Are you ready?
Yes.
It appears Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson did hook up, but it was nothing formal. Pam says, I adore Liam, but we are better friends. Speaking of hooking up, Pamela Anderson has a pretty famous tape with her drummer ex-husband. Who is he?
I can't think of it.
No. Question number two. Raven Simone turns 40 today. She had a hit Disney show in the early 2000s that got rebooted when she was an adult for 6 seasons until 2023. Name that show.
That's So Raven.
There's your wheelhouse. Question number three. 4 years ago today in 2021, the Steven Spielberg remake of West Side Story was released, starring Ansel Elgort and Rachel Zegler. What are the names of the two gangs in West Side Story?
Oh, no clue. No idea.
Question number four. Olivia Rodrigo covered the Bing Crosby classic, I'll Be Home for Christmas. Name this Olivia Rodrigo song. Take a listen.
I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you sold me for parts, you sunk your teeth into me.
Name the song.
Oh, sucker. Vampire, I think.
There you go. You know it.
That falsetto, yeah. Gil. That it's Gil. Different.
Not just a scientist.
Question number five. It would have been Michael Clark Duncan's birthday today. He starred in Armageddon, The Whole Nine Yards, Planet of the Apes, and this movie with Tom Hanks based off a Stephen King story. Name that movie.
I'm tired, boss.
Toy Story 3.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Very different movie than Toy Story 3.
No, I remember that line from Toy Story 3, Dan. You don't remember that? Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Gil got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friend.
Yay.
It's okay, man. You're doing great work in the lab.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson did hook up, but it was nothing formal. Pam says, quote, I adore Liam, but we are better friends. Speaking of hooking up, Pamela Anderson has a pretty famous tape with her drummer ex-husband. Who is he?
Tommy Lee.
1-0. Raven Simone, 40 today. She had a hit Disney show in the early 2000s. It got rebooted when she was an adult for 6 seasons. Name the show.
That's So Raven.
2-1. 4 years ago today in 2021, the Steven Spielberg remake of West Side Story was released. What are the names of the two gangs in West Side Story?
The Jets and the Sharks.
When you're a jet, you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
3-1. Question number four. Olivia Rodrigo covered the Bing Crosby classic, I'll Be Home for Christmas. Name this Olivia Rodrigo song, Kennedy.
I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you saw me for parts, you sunk your teeth into me.
I'm not gonna.
Bloodsucker, Jean Blanker. Vampire.
Vampire.
3-2, question number 5. It would have been Michael Clark Duncan's birthday today. He starred in Armageddon, The Whole Nine Yards, Planet of the Apes, and this movie with Tom Hanks, based off a Stephen King story.
The Green Mile.
Toy Story 3 was a much better answer, though.
Mile.
The Green Mile.
John Coffey.
So Stephen King didn't do Toy Story, Dan? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, he could have. He's done everything. If you've seen a movie, it was probably Stephen King.
I feel it would be a much different movie.
Yeah, and he's dead.
Yeah.
He did something when the toys come back to life and start murdering people. Toy Cemetery.
That's it.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Gil. You don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a $100 gift card to the 99 Restaurant. Here's to free popcorn, great food, and good times for everyone on your list. 99 Restaurant gift cards. Easy, fast, and always a hit. You gotta love the nines.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No,
Kennedy. One day.
Of course.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, sir?
I'm Gil from Alden, and I, again, cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Melissa from Abington.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture things, Melissa. Answer more right than Kennedy, and you win a grand. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yay.
It's that nervous laugh.
I don't think it's going to happen, but yay.
No, I feel it. I feel it. It's been a minute.
Okay.
This is it. Kennedy's gone. Here we go.
Okay. It's
one of the most anticipated comic books in years, as DC and Marvel universes will collide with a Superman Spider-Man number one coming March 25th. I'm actually excited about this one, Dan. I love a good comic book, and I haven't bought one in years.
Oh.
These look really good. They're doing 11 different covers for it, which is
cool.
Who is Superman's longtime love interest?
Lois Lane.
This country singer made the top 10 list of total concert tickets sold for the millennium. His fans are a part of the No Shoes Nation. Who is he?
Kenny Chesney.
Apparently, Kylie Jenner and her boyfriend are in the matching outfits phase of their relationship. Who is he?
Timothy Chalamet.
Melissa's very serious, Dan.
I love how she's hitting the enunciation like she's on Jeopardy.
Yeah, yes.
Timothy, who is Timothy Chalamet?
Stars is doing a drama about the gambling scandal involving the Los Angeles Dodgers star player's interpreter. Who is the star player? Who is he?
Oh, now, see, you jinxed me.
All right, that's okay.
Dodgers, yeah. I'm going to, hold on, let me just say someone. I don't know who.
All right.
Probably this is the Yankees, but Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez. All right. Question number 5.
Sure.
A new season of Pushing Daisies is in the works. The show went off the air in 2009. Which network was that show originally featured on?
Pushing Daisies?
Yep.
Oh.
Never even heard of it.
Oh, oh really? It was a great show, Dan.
No, I never heard of it.
Yep.
So it has to be on something I have to pay for, which I don't pay for. So let's go with Paramount. No, let's go with Peacock.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yeah, that TV show was an event when it was on.
Oh, I must have missed the event invite.
Yeah. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Melissa from Abington got 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay, well done.
Melissa works at Bridgewater State in the athletic department.
Nice.
That's cool. What are some of the favorite sports that people like to play at Bridgewater State?
It's probably football and basketball, all around, varsity, intramurals. It's a popular one.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's one of the most anticipated comic books in years as DC and Marvel will collide with Superman Spider-Man number one coming March 25th. Actual comic books with the two of them.
Okay.
I know, I'm a nerd. I love this.
Yeah, yeah.
The artwork looks incredible. Who is Superman's longtime love interest?
Lois Lane.
Tied at one, question number two. This country singer made the top 10 list of total concert tickets sold for the millennium. His fans are a part of the No Shoes Nation. Who is he?
Kenny Chesney.
Tied at two. Apparently, Kylie Jenner and her boyfriend are in the matching outfits phase of their relationship. Who is he?
Timothée Chalamet.
I've never been in that part of a relationship. Have you?
Me?
Yeah, where you've dressed, you have worn the same outfit with somebody going out in public?
No, but I totally would.
You would?
Sure.
Yeah, matching outfits, no. Matching tattoos, yes.
Shut up. Wait.
Do you want some aloe for that?
No, I want some laser for the tattoo.
3-3, question number four. Starz is doing a drama about the gambling scandal involving this Los Angeles Dodgers star player's interpreter. Who is the star player?
Shohei Ohtani.
Sports.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
4-3, question number five. A new season of Pushing Daisies is in the works.
I am so stoked.
The show went off the air in 2009. Which network was that show originally featured on?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. ABC? I don't know.
Oh! That's correct. It was on ABC. Yeah, it was a network show.
I loved that show so much.
It was such a great show.
So clever.
Yep. Yeah. It was around a family that owned a funeral home.
Six Feet Under.
Or not. I'm sorry.
No, it was about a guy, and if he touches people, they can come back to life. But somebody else has to die, and he works at a pie store and is in love with the woman they can't have because he touches her, she dies.
It's a great show.
I feel like I've seen it now.
6 Feet Under.
Very different programs.
Yeah, that was HBO. That was completely different. So 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Melissa, unfortunately, you don't get the cash. But we thank you for calling into the play this morning. Bridgewater State, what is their mascot, Dan? Do you know?
No.
The Fighting Lancers.
The Vikings.
Negative.
Oh, what is it?
We're the Bears. And our mascot is Bristigo.
Da Bears.
Is Bristigo Da Bear? That's a great name, Bristigo. I need to write that down. All right, good deal. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Melissa from Abington, and I could not be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.